You are listening to Real World News.
United Nations climate negotiations resume in Bonn, Germany. A delegation of Friends of the Earth International is participating in the United Nations climate talks that began on June the 6th in Bonn, Germany, and that will set the mood for the COP17 on climate change to be held in Durban in November. Real World Radio interviewed Sarah Jane Clifton, coordinator of the Climate Justice and Energy Program of Friends of the Earth International. She told us about the main concerns of the Federation in these talks, such as the push for carbon markets and other false solutions to climate change, the role of the World Bank in the new Green Climate Fund, and the attempt of the U.S. and other developed countries to dismantle the Kyoto Protocol.
Well, the main objective for our team at the negotiations, well, there's two objectives, really. The first thing which we aim to do, which we always try and do at the negotiations, is to track and to expose what's happening and what governments are doing in the negotiations, and to get that information out to civil society, social movements, people and communities, so that people actually know what their governments are doing in the negotiations and what that will mean for them. And then our second objective is to use the lobbying and the policy skills of our campaigners, really put pressure on the rich countries to actually make the commitments that we need to see and take the action that we need to see if we're going to have a chance of avoiding catastrophic climate change. And then to support the developing country negotiators on really keeping the pressure on so that we get really good climate justice outcomes.
Okay, Sarah, does Friends of the Earth International have special worries regarding the negotiations?
Yes, we do. We have a number of areas where we're really concerned at the moment in relation to negotiations. I'd say there's three main very big issues which we're concerned about for this whole year, for the process of the international climate talks, and then another issue which is happening specifically at the Bonn talks at the moment. Our first concern really is the attempts that are being made by the United States and the other rich industrialized countries to dismantle the whole legal framework for action by rich countries for reducing their emissions and for tackling climate change. So we have this framework called the Kyoto Protocol, and it's not very good, but at least it requires rich countries to take action to cut their emissions and to tackle climate change. And the US didn't sign up to the protocol, and now it's trying to dismantle that whole system. So which would mean there's no requirement at all, no agreement for rich countries to take action. So we're really concerned about that. Another area we're really concerned about is on climate finance. So we know that rich countries are mostly responsible for causing the problem of climate change. They historically have created 3/4 of all of the greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere. And because of that, they owe a climate debt to countries in the global south. And in Cancun, in the talks in Cancun last December, the UN decided to establish a Green Climate Fund to start to channel some funds to countries in the south for their climate action. But what's happened is the World Bank has been given a role, a temporary role, in overseeing this Green Climate Fund. And that's a really big problem because the World Bank is one of the largest lenders to fossil fuel projects in the world. It's got a terrible, terrible record for environmental and social problems associated with its projects. And we don't want to see the bank having any role in relation to climate finance. And then the second area is on carbon markets. So there's a really big push from rich industrialized countries to expand carbon markets. And carbon markets are basically another way that rich countries can avoid taking action on climate change. It's a false solution, and we need less carbon trading, not more of it. So we're really concerned about those three areas in the negotiations. And then what's worrying about what's happening in Bonn at the moment is that they're trying to reduce the space for developing countries to talk about the issues that they want. So they're trying to really keep the focus of the negotiations on the areas that the rich countries want to talk about. And that's really unjust and means we've got less of a chance of seeing any progress on the really important areas where we need to see action for tackling climate change.
Sarah, I think you have done a really good summary of the worries and objectives of Friends of the Explanation there in Bonn. Do you have any other special demand, or the Federation has any other special demand for this round of talks?
Well, we are demanding that, first of all, that we see real action by rich industrialized countries. We want them to actually start making the commitments to reducing their emissions that we need to see in line with science and in line with climate justice and with equity if the world's going to have a chance of avoiding catastrophic climate change. And then we also want to see countries committing to repaying their climate debt. And no role for the World Bank in managing climate finance, and for climate finance to come from public funds, not from carbon markets. And I guess finally, it's really important that there's no expansion of carbon markets. Carbon trading is a false solution to climate change. We need to see a focus on real climate solutions, on expanding renewable energy, on supporting small scale and sustainable climate-friendly farming, and on real solutions for protecting forests, which really defend and protect the interests and the rights of indigenous peoples and communities who are reliant on forests for their livelihoods. Those are the areas that Friends of the Earth International is really pushing for in negotiations, and really working with allies and social movements to try and support and make a reality.
Okay, Sarah, is the Federation organizing any kind of side event or activities there in Bonn, or could you please tell us something about if there is going to be any kind of demonstrations organized by other social movements or social networks in which FOE is going to be involved?
Yeah, sure. There's lots and lots of things happening next week. Too many things for me to tell you about now, but I could give you some of the highlights. The first exciting thing is we're publishing a report on the World Bank, exposing the really negative role that the World Bank is playing in climate finance at the moment. That's a new Friends of the Earth International report, which we'll be releasing in the next couple of days. And we'll be talking about at a side event, which we're co-organizing at the talks on Saturday evening. That's a side event with Friends of the Earth International, the Global Forest Coalition, and others, looking at carbon markets, agriculture, and forest and climate finance. We will be doing lots and lots of lobbying and media work and writing policy briefings to get information out for climate activists and social movements. And excitingly, Young Friends of the Earth and Young Friends of the Earth Germany are organizing a week-long training for young climate activists in Germany, which will be happening all next week. And they'll be doing quite a lot of actions outside the negotiations in the city of Bonn, but they'll also be coming into the negotiations to help us with doing actions to highlight key issues in the negotiations during the course of the week. So there's lots and lots of things happening, and also a Young Friends of the Earth side event on Wednesday with other youth movements in the negotiations to start to really look more at what the youth constituencies in the talks can do to really put pressure on governments to start to see more progress towards climate justice.
Okay, Sarah, do you have any other thing that you would like to add before we finish the interview?
No, I think I've got most of it covered. Thanks, Jose.
I really think it has been a good share view of the situation there in Bonn and the activities and different work that Friends of the Earth International is going to be doing in the rest of these 2 weeks negotiations of the UN on climate change. Sarah, Real World Radio, thank you very much.
You are listening to Real World News.